The 75th Pennsylvania House District includes all of Elk and parts of Clearfield County, including Dubois. Ryan Grimm is the Democratic candidate running for this seat against Republican Mike Armanini. We brought you a conversation with Armanini yesterday. There is no incumbent. Matt Gobler, who had represented the 75th District since 2008, decided not to run for re-election. Ryan Grimm lives in St. Mary's and graduated from Slippery Rock University with a degree in environmental studies. He works at the Elk County Conservation District as a resource conservation technician. Ryan Grimm, thanks for talking with us.
Not a problem.
So you're just 27. Do you think your experience in conservation or in other parts of your life prepares you to be a state representative, and how?
Yes, I believe so. Just because I get accessible kind of feel for the community through my job. I get to meet a lot of people and see the inner workings of all the townships and all the boroughs. I've also done a lot of other jobs, from construction to working in a chemistry lab for PPG Paints. So I believe that I can bridge the gap from the laborers to the scientists to the desk workers and really be able to put myself in their shoes and hear and address the problems that they face.
And what do you believe, maybe you've heard it from them, what do you believe is the most important challenge facing the 75th district, and what specifically, what would you do about it?
So our younger people are leaving left and right. A lot of our area doesn't have rural broadband. That's a huge deterrent from some of the jobs that these people are leaving school with. So if we don't have the infrastructure to even entertain the thought of bringing those jobs here, obviously we lose people that way. Another way we want to try to make it easier for younger people to stay here is look at some of the loaning programs that are afforded in our area. The first time home buyers program sounds good on paper, but when you actually go to enter that program, there are tons of hoops. It's my wife and I, when we bought our first house, we technically made too much money by like $3,000, and we have no equity because we're up and coming. It's really a deterrent, and it forces a lot of younger people to head to the cities and just rent an apartment where they can make more money, even though cost of living is lower in the 75th district than it would be in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, what have you. So being able to kind of do a holistic approach on the financials, the infrastructure, and education for our younger people is a huge priority for us.
Pennsylvania, like many states, has been hit hard by COVID-19. What do you think about the state government's response to the crisis so far?
I don't envy anybody in the state government right now, or federal or any sort of public office, just due to the pandemic. But I'm obviously a huge fan of our numbers being low. I think some moves were boneheaded and no one was using their common sense. But I also believe that a lot of the moves were intended to, for the well-being of the Commonwealth. I mean, obviously, it's easy to nitpick now, but...
I'll ask you to nitpick. What would you have done differently? You know, what would have, do you think would have served Elk and Clearfield County better?
I would have sat down with our local business owners and kind of just said, hey, we got to do something. We can't just go willy-nilly, but what's a reasonable thing that we can be doing to help you guys that won't break your bank by instituting these solutions, but also we need to be proactive in fighting this pandemic? Instead, they kind of just went haywire and made random rules that seemed like they were so easy to maneuver around that everybody was like, well, this is kind of silly. And it just seemed like no one was really listening to the smaller business owners and things like that, where I feel like that was a flaw. I would have done differently, at least hearing what these people had to say.
Another thing that's been happening recently is these protests for racial justice and against police brutality nationwide. You spoke at one in St. Mary's. Are there changes you would make as a state representative to address these issues? And if so, what are they?
We're fortunate in our area. We haven't had this issue arise, but I have not only spoke at a racial injustice rally, but I also attended a pro-police rally yesterday, actually. And something that a lot of people aren't doing is listening to what is making each side angry right now. And as someone who's firsthand sat through both of these events, everybody's striving for the same thing. No one likes the bad apples that are in the tree, and we want to do everything to help mitigate those issues on both sides.
If you were a state representative, do you think that there are, is there legislation that you would push that could make a difference for people of color, for law enforcement?
So one of the major things that the movement has been pushing, banning certain chokeholds, no knock warrants, things like that, I would definitely support adjusting those policies. It seems like an easy fix. And if that's what the people that are on the front lines are deeming as the issues, then it seems like a no-brainer.
Is there any other legislation that would be a top priority for you if you were elected?
Getting the rural broadband to our area is just, we'd be 110% behind that. But also any bill moving forward that would mandate more and a higher quality care or healthcare in our rural areas. We're seeing a huge problem with people having to drive an hour, hour and a half daily to receive things like chemo. To us, an hour, hour and a half seems like an okay trip, but to do it daily for a life-saving procedure is not acceptable. So we'd be moving towards gaining any sort of traction to get better and more healthcare options in our area.
Ryan Grimm, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Ryan Grimm is the Democratic candidate for the 75th State House District. We talked with his competitor, Mike Arminini, yesterday. You can find that interview and more information about this year's general election at wpsu.org/vote. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU.